Hey everybody, it's your man Headcrack, and this is the Dish Nation Podcast or Audio Boom. It's all the funny stuff for the TV show, but exclusively for your listening pleasure. Right here, we got the ATL team in the building. Clap it up one time. Yeah.
Hey y'all, it's Portia Williams, and we slay all day.
Hey, what up? This your boy Ricky Smiley, man. Hey, welcome to Dish Nation, and we got jokes. That's right, S-E-K-O-J, spelled backwards.
Yo, yo, what up? It's your girl, the B-R-A-T-U-D.
And you got Gary with the tea here, baby, where everything is hot in my teapot.
Now that's it for ATL. Now over to LA. What up?
Thank you, Headcrack. I'm Frank Kramer representing the left coast.
What's up, guys? It's Heidi Hamilton, and welcome to the Dish Nation party.
Now that's our team. Now on to what you've already been waiting for. What you really want. Your show. Here you go. Dish Nation. Hey, what's up, y'all? Welcome to Dish Nation. Now listen. It's Friday.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
You ain't got nothing to do.
Oh.
So you might as well get high on entertainment news.
Got that right.
We're going to close out the week with an ill show for y'all later on. Woody Harrelson is talking about the time he had a foursome, and if you think that's cool, his wife was cool with it.
Okay.
Well, Martinez is going to be hanging out with Pauly Shore, but first, one of the biggest hits of last year was Beyonce's song, Formation.
Yes,
right?
Indeed.
Right. Well, Mike Will Mady just sat down and told this crazy story on how the song was made. Check this out. So he and Ray Strumman were going to Coachella. This is back in 2014, and they came up with the idea on the way there. So they took the idea to the studio. They kind of freestyled some ideas back and forth. They sent it to Beyonce, who had told Mike Will Mady to keep her in mind just in the event that they had an idea for some future songs.
Right.
So they sent the demo. She dug it. Next thing you know, he went to the Cavs game and ended up back at LeBron James's hotel. Jay-Z shows up with Beyonce. She says she loved the song. She decided to record the song in the studio, and the rest is history.
Next thing I know, like, her team was like, yo, Beyonce wants you to meet at this stage. I pulled up to the stage. She was just telling me, like, yo, I'm probably going to perform at the Super Bowl. I'm like,
weird for me to find out that these guys wrote it, because it's a female anthem. Like, I mean, we lived by that song last year. It was like all the girls get in formation, right. And this guy's in the studio freestyling back and forth, yeah. And came up with it.
That's how ideas happen. Neo wrote Irreplaceable.
Exactly. So a lot of men write women love songs, so mm-hmm. to speak.
So y'all do understand us. Y'all just act like you don't.
That's why they wear skinny jeans to get in touch with their feminine side.
Oh, I love it.
And she did add her little special Beyonce flair
of
to it,
course.
Because the original version that Ray Strumman did said, when she f*** me good, I take her ass to Margiela. Beyonce flipped it and made it that memorable line, when he f*** me good, I take his ass to Red Lobster.
That's what's up. I love it.
Yep, because our men like Red Lobster.
I love it.
Yeah, shout some Cheddar Bay biscuit.
Right.
Yeah. Yes. The choice is good.
Wait, now you didn't think we were going to not talk about the biggest breaking news, baby.
I think you mean two babies.
All right, baby. Now you're right, Brad, honey. Last night, Beyonce finally showed the world her two new babies on Instagram.
Yes, finally. Oh, my gosh. She posted this gorgeous picture of the twins, honey, with the caption, Sir Carter and Rumi, 1 month today.
All right, niece, baby. Now, baby, wait a minute, niece, honey. Now, she is surrounded by roses, honey, and wearing a veil at their $400,000 a month mansion.
Now, why you had to say all that, Gary?
Well, girl,
anyway, Beyonce, girl, we love you.
Right now.
We want to see it from the back, from the side. We want to see their hair. We want to see it with their eyes open, not just closed, girl. Come on.
Oh.
Now, back to your regularly scheduled program. Dish. All right, up next, as we all know here, working on a TV show, a lot of crazy problems can pop up that you have to deal with, right?
Yeah.
Always.
Well, y'all, Good Morning America just had to deal with one of their own. Honey, the tiny legs of George Stephanopoulos.
Well, how tiny are we talking?
It's tiny legs.
I mean, like, we wear short shorts tiny. George is only 5'7", and his dangling little boyish mini legs were making people uncomfortable since he's sitting next to Laura Spencer, Robin Roberts, and Michael Strahan, who tower over him.
Yes.
You know what? He does look like a child in this picture.
So producers added a silver panel across the desk so viewers no longer have to feel awkward.
Oh, that is
nice.
So cute. I love it. We compensate for each other here, too. Like, when Headcrack and I do news hits and we sit next to each other, mm-hmm. I kind of slouch a little bit just to make them comfortable. You know, just to make them feel like a big tall.
But you're not taller than me. You should have a long torso.
I am taller than you.
She is tall. Yes, she is.
I am taller than
you're
you.
I'm 5'7".
How tall are you, saying?
I'm 5'10".
Y'all are the same height.
We are not the same.
No, no, no. He had about this much more.
That looks about 2 or 3 inches.
No, the shoulders. Look at the shoulders.
So what height are we going to be? Are we going to say we're 5'7", or are we going to say we're 5'10"?
I'm going to upgrade you to 5'8", and I'm going to be 5'10".
No,
I'm gonna be my 5'10".
It wasn't 2 inches. It wasn't.
I'm gonna be my 5'10".
It wasn't 2 inches.
5'10" is what I'm gonna be.
I swear.
I believe in 5'10".
You believe?
I believe in 5'10". All right, so it's time to roll out that red carpet because we got Hollywood in the house.
Yeah.
Santa, Heidi, Frank, and Sammy. What up, y'all?
Hey.
Happy Friday.
Happy Friday.
So, Heidi, I hear you got a story about a Woody who's been up to no goody. What's up with that?
Yeah, I do. You know, it's Woody Harrelson, and normally he's a very private guy. We don't hear a whole lot about him, but for some reason, he decided that he was going to open up to The Hollywood Reporter about a foursome that he had that almost ended his relationship with his then-girlfriend. Back in 2002, he was at a bar in London. These two girls come up to him, and they're like, hey, you want to come with us and take a walk on the wild side? So he's Woody He did what you did. Heck yeah, I'm going to take a walk on the wild side. So he goes with them back towards their hotel room, and another one of their friends comes along. So now there's four. But what Woody Harrelson didn't know is that that friend of theirs was a journalist, sort of undercover journalist, who let that story leak out. Of course, his then-girlfriend finds out about it because of the journalist, so the story is leaked.
And Woody
had this to say about his girlfriend. She said, that must be really hard for you to have that exposed.
Yes, it's hard that it was exposed to you.
Exactly.
I was cool to everybody else for a second.
Now, Woody went on to say, now that doesn't mean she wasn't upset. How did I apologize? You know, just your standard text and grovel, but she forgave me and we're still together.
Yeah, but he knew she was a pretty down chick. If you're going to let your man go cheat on you and have a foursome and he comes back and you forgive him, he's like, oh, you're my wife. She let me get away with that?
Right.
Exactly.
But my thing is, so it's easier to be with a rich whore than a poor whore. So, I mean, because a whore is a hoe, so you might as well marry him. He got money. The other guy across the street broke, so.
I guess. All right, y'all. So this must be Freaky Friday because we're going from one steamy story to another one, honey. Ooh, y'all remember how Selena Gomez used to be a squeaky clean girl on Barney and Friends?
I didn't even know she was on that show.
Well, Barney would be rolling over in his grave right now if he could see her now.
What she do?
Miss Gomez has just dropped her new single called Fetish, and it's being described as her most sexual song to date. You got a fetish for my love.
This is very Buffalo Bill, Silence of the Lambs.
Yeah, she likes you want some fava beans. And in case y'all didn't get those lyrics, they go a little something like this. You got a fetish for my love. I push you out and you come right back. Don't see a point in blaming you. If I were you, I'd do me too.
Ooh, somebody's been practicing their Kegels.
Hello?
Go ahead, girl.
All right, y'all, honey. So things have gotten way too smutty around here. Now it's time, y'all, that I bring back a little class to all the sex talk and tomfoolery. Now, and who better, y'all, than Miss Celine Dion, who has never, honey, had to use her body to sell records poetry. That is my kind of diva.
Whatever.
Anyway, y'all, now, Celine, y'all, has been making some daring fashion choices recently. Now, the media are going crazy, honey, for Celine's style renaissance, but I like to call it a Selenaissance.
Oh, what, boy?
Here is Miss Celine Dion, honey, stepping out in Leon Franz, wearing an all-white jumpsuit and matching cape. She paired her fierce look with a white oversized hat, sunglasses, and a Celine bag.
Ooh, I like it.
Me
yes,
too,
rabbit,
honey.
She looks like a rich
it.
Old
she looks
pimp, honey.
Amazing. Yeah, she's killing it.
She's dressed like Hamburglar's mom.
Oh, okay.
Oh, head crack.
Oh, now some queen said this girl looked like a white blood cell.
What
place am I putting that outfit on? I'm going grocery shopping? Where do you go in that? I don't even
exactly.
know where she's going.
Well, actually, she was grocery shopping. She's in Ralph's, France, right now.
It's Rafe over there.
Rafe.
We got killer abs, crazy fashion, and all the tea, honey, from the Bachelorette. Now, you would be a damn fool, baby, to miss it, boo. Dish
Welcome back to Dish Nation. Oh my gosh, y'all. What? I can't wait for Mondays. My favorite show is on.
What's
the
that?
Bachelorette, y'all.
Ooh, yeah. Girl.
Brand new episode. All right, y'all. So this Monday, Lindsay goes on hometown visits with the four finalists.
Mm.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Now, I was reading some inside scoop about The Bachelor and The Bachelorette.
Mm-hmm.
Did y'all know for these hometown visits that if the family's home that they're visiting, if it's not nice enough, they use another family member's home that's nicer instead?
That's what?
So it's not, it doesn't have to be their actual home.
So you trying to tell me these reality shows ain't always real?
Not always real. So
you
like
should
for
know that, because them Love and Hip Hop houses be rented.
All Love and be rented.
Hello.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. So, like, for instance, if Gary was on the show as one of the contestants, I'm sure I will let him use my house, or Brat could use her house because they're nicer than his, you know?
They might as well, because if they was coming to my house and my family, they might as well put me in the middle of the street then.
Then I'm gonna be you. Yeah.
Oh. So Portia, I mean, so Real Housewives of Atlanta, I mean, is that your big tabernacle, or is that something you rented again this season?
Oh no, I did not. That is my home, Portia Palace.
Oh, that's Portia Palace.
Yes, it is. Right. How do you spell rent again?
Okay.
Because I have no idea. I know
all
that's right.
Bitch.
And did y'all know that also they don't give them a budget for clothing? So like they have to pay for all of their own clothes. And this one girl came on the show. She said she spent $8,000 for clothes for the show.
Girl, shut up.
$8,000.
She didn't win the show,
really?
Did she?
Her ass still didn't get picked.
She just out that money.
Yep.
Do y'all have a budget with Real Housewives?
No.
Really? So you had to bring your own clothes?
We pay for everything. We pay for events. We pay for our stylists. We pay for our clothes. We pay for hair.
So, Portia, and speaking of to like those friendship trips y'all be taking, when you decide, like, say, I'm going to take y'all to Tuaga Oaga, do you have to pay for the trip, or do the company pay for the trip?
We set it up. It's real, bitch. It's real. God dang it, real. It's real. All right, you guys, it's time for
Absolutely Fabulous.
Well, you guys remember the boy band O-Town, right?
Yes.
Do you?
Yeah, O-Town.
I don't.
Because I don't either. Well, y'all, O-Town member Ashley Parker Angel is looking fine, fine, fine. Take a look at this man's body, honey.
Oh!
Ooh.
He looks amazing.
What group again? They need to make a comeback.
I know, honey.
O-Town?
Yeah.
They should have came out looking like this.
He looks damn good. I mean, look at the definition in those abs. Is that real, head crack?
It appears to be real, yeah.
Yeah,
oh, my
real.
Goodness.
Woo. Is Eddie holding a teddy bear?
Something with very long legs.
Hey, everybody, it's time for...
What the fashion?
Now, just in time for summer is the pizzakini.
I like it already.
The yes. What?
Hungry ass.
Pizzakini.
Oh, hell to the
right,
no.
Bitch,
is that see-through?
No. Yeah.
I'm not mad at this.
That wasn't quite what I was thinking,
That's
though.
Ugly as hell.
Yeah, but Head Crack, you have to love this. Pizza is your favorite food.
I do love pizza. I do love it.
And women.
You know, it's better cheese than like spinach. Because if it was spinach pizza, then it would look crazy.
You don't like sausage pizza?
It's like pineapple and ham and Canadian bacon, maybe.
I'm not mad at this, and it's got pineapples on it.
Yeah. Could you imagine telling somebody, "Eat my pizza"?
Yes. Maybe a scratch and sniff.
Okay. Yeah, and I'm gonna get me one of those. Honey.
Oh my God.
Okay. Ooh,
it's in the bag.
Yes. That looks gross.
Yes.
You look cool with the front.
Yes, bitch.
I'm a passenger
crotch
pizza.
Greedy as hell. Pizza on your outfit.
All she needs is some green salad.
And that looked like a New York slice pizza, too.
Well, you buy that from Lil Skeezers?
Lil Skeezer.
Yeah,
y'all done made me hot.
Ooh, Lord, yeah. I want one.
All right.
What if you come in?
Oh, and I'm going to say scratch and sniff.
Nah.
Oh,
all right, coming up, our boy Chewy talks to the weasel himself. Well, he's sure up next. Hey, what's up, y'all? Welcome back to Dish Nation. Now, you might associate Pauly's show with joints like Encino Man and Biodome and MTV, but dude's popping in the stand-up comedy world, and he's doing his own podcast. So we had to send our man Chewy over to famous Fat Sal's in Hollywood to catch up with the weasel himself. Buddy.
So I think I speak for everyone who's watching this right now. Pauly, where the hell have you been?
Whoa, that's not cool, dude. That's disrespectful right in my face. It's Polly Shore, you guys.
Mm-hmm.
What's up? I'm not dead. I'm alive.
He's alive.
I'm alive.
He's all alive.
Right, cool. Sammy Sosa. Sammy Sosa. I don't know. I think I got out of whatever it was that I was doing kind of relatively unscathed.
Yeah,
does
man.
That make sense?
You seem pretty normal. So what do you got going on, man? I know you have the podcast going.
Uh-huh.
There's an amazing documentary out right now. You're doing a bunch of stand-up. Let everybody know, man, what's up with the podcast and why a podcast? You just wake up one morning and you're like, you know, I'm gonna do a podcast.
Well, it's kind of like a manager once said to me a long time ago, you gotta go where the cheese is.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Right. So what's the podcast about?
I'll interview someone, I'll get pretty in depth into their life, and then from there, we'll cut to like photos and old videos of them.
So where can we check out the podcast, brother?
It's a video podcast, it's on Crackle.com.
All right.
Which is owned by Sony, and they're a great, great company over there.
Great company. And of course, dude, I grew up watching you. Mm. I love you, man.
Thank you.
We always thought we were weasels.
Weezing the nugs?
No, weezing the juice.
Weezing the juice. Yes.
Weezing the juice.
I think we're going to do, they're talking about doing Encino Man 2, from the Stone Age to Middle Age. What do you think, bro?
Don't play with me.
We're not weezing the juice, we're weezing the prune juice, bro.
Oh!
Weezing the prune juice, bro.
All right, so we're going to play a game, rapid fire questions. Can we do that? Right. So you've had a lot of co-stars.
Mm-hmm.
You've had lots of projects you've done over the years. And I'm going to just name off some, you know, co-stars that you've had in the past. And you're going to tell me if you'd be sure to help them or not really sure. All right, so here, hold them. Andy Dick, would you ever pick Andy Dick up from the airport?
What does that say?
Sure.
Yeah, sure.
Why?
Because I'm...
Not sure?
I'm not sure.
Okay. Sean Astin. Would you help Sean Astin? Would you help him move? Are you sure or not sure? Not sure you wouldn't help Sean move? Why not? Okay, you don't even want to answer it?
Not until he does Encino Man 2.
Encino Man 2. You hear that, Sean?
Yeah!
Nobody cares.
No one's scared.
Okay, Stephen Baldwin.
Oh, yeah. Definitely sure.
Would you watch his kids?
Because he's praised Jesus, bro. I'm praising Jesus with him.
Really?
Yeah, I'd watch his kids.
Would you watch his kids?
Yes, Haley.
Why would you watch his kids?
Well, Haley Baldwin, of course.
Yeah.
She's a Maxim model now. You know that.
I do know that. So, Lori Petty. Love. Would you bail Lori Petty out of jail?
Absolutely.
Sure, not sure.
Sure.
Why?
Because she's awesome and I like babes too.
Okay.
Whoa.
Weasel Man likes babes.
Babes too, just like she does. You're not going to use any of this, are you?
We're going to use all of it,
no,
Polly.
You're not. Sorry.
Dude, congratulations with everything, brother. Thank you so much for hanging out.
That's it?
Yes, that's it. Where do we go if we want to see?
I'm not sure. I'm not sure where you go. See me.
I'm sure. We're done.
Welcome back to Dish Nation. Well, guys, I can finally tell you who here is too old for the club.
What do you mean too old for the club?
Well, there was a new study published in the UK's Yorkshire Evening Post. They surveyed Brits to find out what age British people felt that they were too old to be out at a nightclub. It probably hasn't happened to Sammy yet. Did it happen to you?
It's not me. I was at a club 2 weeks ago. That'd be embarrassing.
I will say this.
I was at a club this past weekend.
What?
Sam's Club.
I'm in the Costco Club. I don't feel too old to be there.
Sam's Club's the Costco Midwest.
Okay.
Well, that's how we roll. But apparently, the study found that 31 years old was the age that most people start to prefer to stay home. And that 37 is the age that people said it's simply no longer appropriate to be out in a club.
I think you can go in a group. If it's one, like, 40-year-old guy and his 40-year-old friend, and there's only two of you, and you're just, like, at the bar with your drinks, you can't go. Just don't.
Hey, ladies.
Oh, and then you're sitting. But the thing is, I think, too, when you get older and you have bills, you
bet I could be your dad.
You probably are.
I probably am.
Once I'm home, if I've already taken my bra off, if somebody calls and goes, hey, we're going to go grab a drink somewhere, I'm like, I already took my bra off.
Heidi, you never wear bras to begin with. What are you talking about?
I have a bra on right now. I am a
Prove
lady.
It.
I am a lady, America.
Oh, my God, what is that? One of those cross-your-heart bras that you see in the Sears catalog in the 1970s?
My mom handed it down to me.
Really? Do you see that old lady bra she's got on?
I did pick a bad day to show America my bra, didn't I? I'm sorry, it's not some lacy bit. Whatever.
Your bras are too old for the bar.
Dish Nation. Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.